A new opinion poll is out, and this one is not about the president's popularity or Americans' appetite for overhauling health care. It's about which words and phrases annoy us the most. We were inspired to walk outside the NPR building and conduct a similar radio survey, unscientific, of course.
You know what I mean? Because it comes in parts of sentences where it really doesn't belong, mostly.
Duh.
Oh, my God.
No worries. We hear it all the time up in Alaska. I think everybody thinks that they're Australian.
You go, girl.
Whatever, I think, drives me mad.
Well, the whatevers have it. 47% of those polled by the Marist Institute for Public Opinion think the word whatever is the most annoying. This man,
Jesse Schadlauer, I'm the editor-at-large for the Oxford English Dictionary,
says whatever has been around since the 1970s.
The earliest example that we've been able to find is from 1973, and interestingly, this is from a document produced by the Department of Defense addressed to returning prisoners of war from Vietnam. There was a list of various things that they might want to be aware of, and one of them was whatever, which it defined as equivalent to that's what I meant.
And Schadlauer adds that whatever has been annoying people for decades.
In early 1982, so before the Valley Girl craze hit, we have an example in the OED from the San Francisco Examiner going on at some length about it and saying, you know, when someone responds whatever, he or she seems to be saying, I'm amenable to anything, I'll defer to you. But in my experience, when a person says whatever, he or she is really saying, I don't want to take any responsibility. You do all of the deciding and then I'll pass judgment.
So there you have it. Americans have hated whatever for a long time. 25% of those polled by Marist are also bothered by you know. A meager 2% don't like at the end of the day.
My name is Guy Raz, and I host All Things Considered on the weekend. On occasion, I say it. Like, I'll be in an interview with somebody. I'll be talking to an author, you know, about their book, and I'll say, at the end of the day, and then I stop myself.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, Guy. Earlier, we heard from Arthur Jacobson, Randy Foster, Celia Barrera, Nicholas Oberle, and Jane Walker.